This is the Sounding Board Podcast with Hutchie and Damo. Thanks to Drinkwise. If you're choosing to have a drink, choose to drink wise.
Time for questions on the Sounding Board for Drinkwise. If you're choosing to drink, choose to drink wise. Michael on X is asking if I can give my best Nick Larkey impression, Hutchie. And as you well know, Hutchie, I don't generate deliberately any form of humour. So, no, I can't. I've got no skill in that space.
Yep.
I thought you might be asking the next question here. Greg Fitzsimmons on Facebook. This has bugged me for a while, he says. On your Facebook page, have Purple's glasses been photoshopped on?
It does look like it, doesn't it?
Oh, please.
I look a bit too cool for yours.
I've had goggles for 30 plus years, Greg. I don't need to have them photoshopped on. What photos are you referring to?
Well, you've got them on your Twitter. You've got Photoshop ones on your Twitter handle, on your X handle, haven't you?
Oh, they're actually, well, that's just a pair of glasses, isn't it?
That's a little brand you built for yourself.
Well, I wear glasses, Archie. I didn't want to put my own head up. Is that okay? And it was a set of glasses I did have many, many, many years ago. Hey, Mark Cruikshank on X. News Corp journos, silence all day, re-follow employee Paul Kent. Yet if it was a player, would have been an arms race to who could post the story first, why the double standards for reporting news within rugby league. The vision was everywhere. Why not report on it?
To defend that, Mark, if it were my or our publication, I'd be the same. Like, you don't need to. Everyone else is going to cover it. You don't need to back over your own person. They've done the right thing to stand him down. They've done the right thing to remove themselves from it. And by the way, if needed, though, I'm sure they'll cut him adrift. But
it's hard to argue what Mark's posed there, though.
I think it's reasonable that you don't cover it yourself on the day. It'll get covered eventually.
Yep.
And the other thing is that the opposition ran hard at it too.
Yeah, they did.
Danny Wilder, your man at Nine, the two-shot king, he was all over it aggressively because 9V News is a very real thing in Sydney, as we know.
Yeah. Yep. Lee Eustace email, would it be safe to say the vast majority of AFL media would not watch all 9 games in a round before doing Monday wrap-up shows? Is that then a comment on execs/producers not expecting greater accountability from their talent? Or on us, the audience, who don't care and or don't notice when, for example, a game or team is discussed by people who actually haven't watched it? Lee's across that. There's no one that I know watches 9 games. Terry Wallace always told us he did, and I believed him. You didn't. But I never knew of anyone to watch.
I believed him. We hired him. Of course I believed him.
You queried it. I believed him. You used to say, I'm not sure about that. What? I believed him. But I don't believe anyone else who says they do. Because I've been exposed to a lot of people who...
I know. My role, Lee, is not to be analytical, so I don't... I'm more of the host guy on, say, Footy Classified.
You just watch TikTok, aren't you?
I watch some of all. I'll watch somewhere between 5 minutes and 3 hours of every game.
Yeah. I'm a bit the same. But I'd be lying if I said I get on programs and I've watched the game the way I should have. That would be a lie if I said that. And I'm not saying that.
It is easy to reference things if you go back.
It is.
An example yesterday when Mitchell went berserk at quarter time at Scrimshaw.
Yeah.
I went back and looked at the kick that was responsible for it because I thought I should be across.
Across that moment, yeah. Well, you'll probably have to be. Yeah. And you can cover games, as Lee well knows. He writes to us a lot, and I know he knows the game back to front. But, I think it's a fair point you do raise. Shane Hendrickson email, what are your thoughts on Canberra as the 20th AFL team? We're probably the only viable option north of the Murray. More people than Darwin, Cairns, Townsville combined. People worry about hurting GWS, but Canberra only makes up 18% of Giants members, and the vast majority of those don't have the Giants as their primary team. A team of our own would be immensely more popular in Canberra.
I don't see it, Shane, at the moment. I don't think there's the critical mass of support there.
Yep, and I think the GWS component of what is there at the moment is suffice for the reach that the AFL wants in that area. Is that a fair take as well?
Yeah, I think the AFL would say it's getting enough. Getting its share of content now.
Yep. Wayne Hammond, Facebook.
But I do support Canberra and the ACT sport. I think it's a great hybrid AFL NRL market. I love the Raiders are there. I just think some presence of AFL, but not all.
Yep. Wayne Hammond, Facebook. What's the latest with the warming of BT? He has been spotted filming a new show for Channel 7 called Melbourne Weekender. He was seen filming with Richo. Was Richo competition for BT as host or a mere guest on the show?
Damo?
Caught up with them both after the game on Friday night in Adelaide. I didn't ask them about that. I wish I had have taken that opportunity to do so. There's been a definite warming over the years of BT.
You've been under this for a long time.
Yep.
And a softening of the hair too.
He's always taken pride in the hair.
Yep.
And the colour through it. Yeah. Yep. David McBride is likely going to jail, writes Ben on X. What are your thoughts on the ABC not helping, but then releasing a hit piece just before his sentencing? Ben, I don't feel educated enough to talk about this. I did watch the ABC program in question, and I then did see what David McBride said after it, but I'm just not across it enough to answer it. So I'm apologising for not being able to help you there, but there was clearly an issue with what David felt was done with his portrayal and involvement of people in that piece.
E-wing fighter pilot via X, any lessons to be learned from the NFL draft? I have a few, actually.
Go for it.
One, different voices reading out who gets drafted. So I love the lean into, what's up, brother? What's his name off the guy off Young Influencer who's huge off on TikTok?
No idea.
I'm embarrassed. I can't remember his name. Yeah, but he read out one of the selections. They went to the Gold Coast for one of them with Jordan, the NFL Philadelphia Eagle. So different voices coming in and reading out the pick.
So how many does Roger Goodell do?
Didn't look at it all, but I didn't see a lot.
Did you do the first round or just the first?
I didn't see a lot of clips of different identities. Nothing will ever beat David Akers giving it to the Dallas fans. You ever seen that video?
No.
When David Akers, the punter, went out for Philly in Dallas, he just smashed him in reading out the pick on why Dallas were no good and why Philadelphia deserved it. I'll send it to you.
Didn't McAfee blow up a town too one year he did it?
Yeah, and so that was one. I thought that was fantastic. I thought having it in a public event, 275,000 fans there, having Eminem and music crossover. They just did it so well. Yeah. So well.
Andrew Wilson on Facebook, this is right up our alley, Hutchie. Wonder if either of you saw Chris Scott's press conference post-game where he referenced the big difference between 0 to 15 millimetres of rain that the bomb, quote, predicted.
Didn't see it.
I'm annoyed at myself. I didn't see that, Andrew. I might just go back on that. I hope we can trace that down. Because he's right on our alley if that's the case. This is Leon on email. My wife Carla is just back into watching and playing netball, and she's decided to follow the Mavericks. She doesn't have a favourite player yet. Can you recommend someone who's destined to be a crowd favourite / cult hero or has a good off-court story?
Yeah, sure can. There's plenty. Amy Parmenter, our captain, wing defence. Eleanor Carball, who's our goal shooter. I thought our additional goal shooter, Jock, was a great story on the weekend and worth following. And I think Maisie Nankerville played a very good game on the weekend. Gabby Sinclair does a great job. Kim Jenner's terrific.
I knew you would not just
Molly
isolate one or two
Molly,
players.
Who's just full of personality and great with kids in the middle. Liv Lewis, whose birthday it is today. Happy birthday, Liv. Going to hear her on the Mavs Way podcast this week. Who have I missed? I reckon that's pretty much Taylor, who's magnificent.
Taylor who, Hutchie?
Taylor Fraser, who's magnificent.
You know, once you mention one name, you're in trouble because you'll forget one if you keep going, as you know. Now, Charles Reed on email. Funny that you guys mentioned last week Gil and Simon Lethlean possibly taking over Racing Victoria. That morning, he's got brackets here, Tuesday 23rd of the 4th, I saw Gil and Lethlean power walking around the streets of Armidale, deep in conversation. However, I have heard it might be more to do with Supercars Australia.
Now, there you go.
That's interesting.
No idea with that one, but that's interesting.
Well, the fact you don't want to talk about it makes me think that could be the case.
The other one.
Because you know things.
The other one that happened was.
I think you're onto something there, Charles.
Tom. Oh, no. They're just two mates. I saw those going for a walk. Tom Morris last night on Footy Furnace said that those close to Rory think he might. Rory Sloane think he might consider retiring. Has he retired? He's retired.
Yeah, he's retired today.
Yeah.
Today being Monday.
Was that one
this week?
You know, we talked a couple of weeks ago about those ones which you know about, but you can't sort of just say enough of. You're just going to give it a version of.
I think you even referred to that phrase, people close to him.
Yeah.
I didn't see that. So,
we had our first real life example.
I think Tom's more than capable and clever enough to have worded it that way, if indeed that was the case, Hutchie. That was question time on the sounding board for DrinkWise. If you're choosing to drink, choose to DrinkWise.
Thanks for listening to the Sounding Board Questions with Hutchie and Damo. Send us your questions via Twitter or Facebook at Sounding Board EP. Hit the sign up button on Facebook to receive our weekly email and subscribe to, rate and review the show wherever you listen to podcasts.